The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 108. Jackie Joseph interview, part one. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Christmas is coming up soon, guys, and even if it's not Christmas time when you're listening, drop by Weaver's. There's all kinds of great Mayberry items there you can get for Mayberry folks in your life. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Tonight's executive producer is Philip Bernard. So, Philip, we want to thank you for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and we have got a great series of podcasts coming up for you the next month, basically. We got five episodes I've had to break it up into because it was a very fun time that we had with Jackie Joseph on Cruise to Mayberry 5, which was the 2010 version of the Mayberry Cruise. And for those of you that weren't there, and even if you were there, I think this is going to be really special because we were able to spend during that cruise about an hour with Jackie, where we were able to watch a video that her husband had produced. I believe I got it sitting right here. That her husband had produced that we watched before the show, and it was Hollywood Highlights. It was about a 23-minute long video showing a bunch of the highlights of her career. And then we were able to spend the remainder of that time interviewing her and discussing things. It was, I guess it was more than an hour, probably an hour and a half we had with her. So it was an amazing time, and we really enjoyed spending that time with Jackie. So hopefully your guys are going to enjoy this podcast. Now, again, her husband is David Lawrence, and they were both on the cruise with us. And Jackie was great. She enjoyed visiting with all the fans that were there with us on the cruise. And so we're going to get straight into this because it's about seven, almost 8 minutes long, this first segment. And we're going to have the next there'll be a total of five parts to this interview with Jackie, where she's going to talk about her complete career. She was on the Andy Griffith Show only one time. And for the most part in her career, she was on the Andy Griffith or on any show only at one or two times. And so what you'll hear at the beginning here is clapping from the audience. And Jackie and I were coming out onto the stage so that we would be able to sit down in some chairs so that we could proceed. And when Jackie first got out there, it was just her. So you may hear her say, I guess I'll just talk to myself out here. But anyway, so let's get started. And I hope you're going to enjoy this as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. So here we go.
I didn't know if you want to sit down or stand up for this or how you wanted to do it.
Sit down.
But we can do a little bit. Everybody, let's give David a big hand. That was a great video. Very nice. And this is a great opportunity for me. Jackie, you've been in so many things. Things you were seeing there, but there was nothing. You were on Dick Van Dyke's show.
Yeah.
You're on Gomer Pyle four different times.
Yeah. We can make a whole nother one.
Oh, there's so many things. She was on Gomer Pyle four different episodes, and they were as different characters each time.
Yeah, it was very interesting on that particular lot. It's where they shot Andy and Gomer Pyle and Dick Van Dyke and Joey Bishop and Danny Thomas. And everybody ate in the same little commissary. So it was like a big extended family. And then Danny Thomas and Sheldon Leonard were the producers of so many of the shows, and it was just like you wanted to inhale.
How were they able, or was there no concern when you had, because you played different characters, like on Gomer Pyle, you played four different characters.
They didn't seem to mind. And Dick Van Dyke, too. They were all different people. And, oh gosh, that was fun. They all were fun. And a lot of people played a lot of different people. I don't think they do that a lot now.
Not much anymore. That's probably because they're VCRs and reruns.
I have no idea. Also, the series was really long. We shot a lot of shows, like 39 or more in a year. So they just kept using. Not a problem for me.
Well, the Little Shop of Horrors, I was asking Jackie earlier about the fan base, because you mentioned going to see going to fan events that were related to that versus the Andy Griffith Show events that she goes to.
Like there's the Mayberry fans, and then there's a huge, huge group of people who are fans of the horror genre. Little Shop fans are really, they're just the same people. They're just like friends next door, the kid next door. But quite a few of them have, they're like totally tattooed. If they have any skin that's just regular, you wonder what's their problem. But, and their hair is, quite a few of the guys have sensational mohawks. I asked one of the guys, I said, how do you just go to work as a regular job? He says, oh yeah, I just wash out my hair and then just comb it down and it looks like regular hair. And you just wear a long sleeve shirt. And I think I told Jan, there was a scariest man, you know, the kind of guy you'd go to the other side of the street if he's walking down. He was huge and he didn't have to put on monster makeup. He had orange pants with little skeletons all over them, little black skeletons in those silly pants. And I saw him turn and come my way. And he was walking up like this, and I thought, oh, think of something to say. What do I say to this guy? And I said, those are very unusual pants. And he said to me, you know, this is the only place I could wear these pants. And I thought, oh, wow, how fortunate.
Oh, that's great. Now, you did a lot of voices in cartoons. Now, I don't know if people know that. Maybe.
Well, I did. It was the best fun. Of course, I have some little pictures. The one I did the longest was called Josie and the Pussycats. And I played a drummer called Melody, and she was blonde and said tee-hee a lot. And my kids really thought that the drawing was me. The drawing would do something funny or take a big fall or something, say, oh, Mom, you're so funny. And I thought, I didn't even say anything. But that is the best work, because you just can go in wearing anything, or if it's a bad hair day, just slip on a bandana or something, because it's all in the voice and you get to read it. It's a wonderful thing to have had in one's history. Now they're using more and more stars as voices. So we were lucky to have a chance.
And I know you did stuff with Scooby-Doo. You did Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo.
I did a lot of different characters on Scooby-Doo. So a guest.
Just like voices in the back, or
guest artist.
Voices.
And, well, usually you'd play about five different things. You play the old cackly witch, or you play the little girl. And also you'd be the background noise who goes, hey, what's happening? Blah, 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 blah. And everybody is doing that, everybody on the mic. And it's really kind of a funny time, because whenever the director goes, everybody, you're hearing everybody say, what on earth? Oh, I'm easily tickled.
I'm interested in that, because it seems like that would be a lot of fun. Is there, when you do cartoon voices like that, are you in a room with the other actors, or do you just have to read them on your own? Because that seems like that would be hard.
For the most part, but if you're busy, or if one of the actors can't be there, someone else reads their lines. Or I remember coming in and just going into a little sound booth and just doing my lines. But it's really fun when you're all there. There's like six or seven microphones lined up. And we had wonderful people. I don't know if anyone remembers the radio actress Janet Waldo. She was...
Jane Jetson, wasn't she?
Was she Jane Jetson?
I think she was.
Well, I know she was a big cartoon person, but just in radio, she was... Oh, who was that wonderful girl she was, David? The famous... What? Who did Janet Waldo play on the radio? Carlos Archer! I know you're all too young to remember Carlos Archer, but take my word for it. Oh, there's one who's admitting. Meet Carlos Archer. Yeah, and Dick Crenna played her boyfriend. That's great.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So you were on the Brady Bunch.
I was.
You were on
I played an adoption lady helping my ex-husband, by the way, adopt some children.
And
well, we did, as a matter of fact. We adopted two children in real life, but Brady Bunch, Ken Berry was going to do a spin-off of that show with his adopted children, but the network never picked that one up.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's great. And
all right, so we'll be going into next week. We're going to be heading into more about her career, and we'll be talking about her time on Doris Day. She did a lot of that. Now, that's the only show that Jackie did a long run of. So she was on that show a lot, and so she was a co-star on the Doris Day show. So we'll be hearing about that next week. And some of her other, we got a lot of stuff. We got to hear about some more of her cartoon work, some of the other series. She was on an amazing number of TV series. And she also, we'll hear later as we keep going through this, we're going to be able to hear about her being on some movies, all kinds of different TV shows, guys. There is just so much to learn through that. So now, corrections, during that interview, you heard me talking about Janet, what's her name? Waldo. No. Yeah, Waldo. Janet Waldo. And I had said during that she was Jane Jetson. You know, George Jetson's wife on the Jetsons. But she was actually Judy Jetson. So I just want to make sure that was clear. And we're going to have pictures of the things that she's going through, things she's talking about here on the fan page at Two Chairs. If you go to Two Chairs No Way, you can click on the Facebook fan page there and you can go straight to it and be able to see an album full of pictures related to this. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. So folks, this episode, we're going to not run too long because the next several will be long. There's one of them. It's going to be her portion of the interview is something about 11 minutes long. So this was the shorter one. Now, before we go on, I just want to say how much I enjoyed spending time with Jackie Joseph. She's a wonderful lady. I got to eat at the table with her on the cruise. On the cruise, you know, they put you with groups of people. And Jackie and her husband were there with Jan and myself and several other couples. And it was just a pleasure to get to visit with them and spend time just being able to relax and talk. And Jackie's just a great, great, gracious lady. And I just can't say enough about her. So I'm looking forward to you getting to know more about her as we play these interviews. And I really believe you're going to enjoy them all because otherwise I wouldn't play them for you. But I think she is just a very interesting person. And you're going to find out that she was a writer. She not only wrote, she is a TV reporter. She's a newspaper writer, reporter person. I mean, there's just so much about this lady that I don't think you may know, and you're going to find out through the podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. And folks, I'd love to hear from you if you have any memories of Jackie or anything else that we've talked about on the podcast in the last several weeks. I'd love to hear from you. So you can call me at 888-684-8415. You can drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can just go over to twochairsnowaiting.com, our podcast website, and leave notes there on the show notes for these episodes. So, folks, that's all we've got for you tonight. And we'll see you guys next week as we go into part two. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye.